Mentoring can take many forms. An influential teacher, big brothers and big sisters, a coworker or supervisor. But for the family home agency California Mentor, it's a more specific role. Adam Barngraf, the program's manager for the North Bay, explains.
We're looking for people to open their home to bring in folks who have developmental and intellectual disabilities. A rough example would be like adult foster care. However, choice and independence and the least restrictive environment is really what we're looking for.
Some of the people who are mentored had previously lived in group homes. Others are moving out from their parents for the first time or weren't able to live on their own. So, not surprisingly, there is a growing demand for more mentor households.
Right now, I have 35 households and 52 individuals living in those households. That being said, in the Rohnert Park, Petaluma, Santa Rosa, Windsor area, we have need. There are individuals that we haven't been able to fill, mainly because we're short on mentors in those regions. Not many people know that this service is out there. Once people learn about it, they get really excited about the possibility of giving back. There's even a stipend that's a part of the process as well, although that's not the main goal, and most people aren't in it for that.
Each case is highly individualized, Barngraf says, so interested households get extensive preparations before any placements are proposed.
Initially, you have to have 30 hours of training in your first year, 20 hours of continuing education every year. We do positive behavioral supports. We do a lot of skill development that way, crisis intervention training, CPR, first aid. And then we have consultants that come in, maybe marriage and family therapists, maybe social workers who will then come in and do some trainings for us as well. We also offer in-home consultation so a therapist can come in and consult with the mentor and the individual so that it's just the best possible living environment for them.
Barngraf has observed that many of those who do get involved share a common motivation.
Every time we talk to somebody who's going through the certification process, what they were most interested in was giving back. This is somebody who has an extra bedroom. Typically for us, 40 and above, there's a couple young couples who, before they've had kids, they just felt like we have a 3-4-bedroom house and let's give back to the community. A lot of folks who are faith-based and believe that giving back is an extension of their worship. They've had some experience maybe in human services, maybe took some classes in college, and they are just excited about having an individual that they can pour into on a daily basis.
Since getting started in the North Bay in 2008, the California Mentor Program's outreach has been directed largely through social service and faith-based channels. But as the number of participating households grows, so too does public awareness. Rebecca Schweigert of Santa Rosa found out about it from her cousin, who was already a mentor.
I thought, wow, this is a good contribution back to the community. And if there's somebody in need, I'd like to be able to help. I have the spare room and I would just love to do it. I just thought it was an amazing program for people that really needed it.
Since last November, Schweigert has been mentoring a young woman named Melissa Grace. We'll hear them tell their shared story tomorrow. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.